These are homeless. They are. That's just the truth. Some of the people that work for these companies are literally homeless. They're working homeless people. That means they actually have nowhere to live, but they still come to work and try to go back somewhere, wherever they at. A corner, a stop, who knows? And then on top of that, like I just explained, don't even have enough gas. They don't even have enough gas to get there to and from. Disturbing. I'm telling y'all, to hear that man say that, I was just like, y'all hope everybody quit your company. And I was like, I literally hope your company fails, sir. It was the audacity of you. Y'all, like people literally, y'all, the audacity. Then they have this weird mindset where they be trying to tell people to work hard. Didn't I tell y'all to stop working hard? For some of y'all who ain't learned this lesson yet, stop working the fuck hard. I don't work hard. I work smart. Everybody gets mad every time I say this, but I explain to somebody this, right? I said, if you continuously work hard, all you're going to do is make yourself reliable. See, I'm not reliable. I'm valuable. It's a difference. And I chose to be a valuable person. That's why I can only work for a certain amount of money. I will not work for less. I won't. You won't even convince me to come to your jobs. Nothing. And hearing that man say that just verified everything that I'm telling y'all. Look at what they think of you, of us. Look at what they think of us. They think of all your years of coming in and out, clocking in and out, doing your job, going home. They have the audacity to tell you that you need to be honored. Y'all, I swear, it's like giving somebody a stupid blank stare. And I'm not kidding, y'all. I don't even want to go into this work culture thing. I'm going to do a little small snippet of it. And then I'm going to end my video for today. But y'all, let's talk about workplace culture for a second. Let's just talk about this shit, okay? Because I know I'm not the only person that has worked at multiple jobs, learned a bunch of shit. I don't like it. I don't like the work environment. I don't like the people's attitudes. I don't like the things you have to deal with. And I hate every time I go, it's always some nonsense. Can I make this up? I can do my job. You can leave me the fuck alone. Right? But I cannot make this up. You always got somebody that's in a bad energy, bad spirit, mad, messy, bitter, whatever the reasons are. They are. And y'all, this be the worst part of it all. The most disturbing part of everything that I hear, it's always, or should I say, usually includes, it is, it's always or usually includes to some level or some type of disrespect towards the people that they who actually work for them. I look at people and be like, who the hell else gonna come to your job and do whatever most people get up every day and do? I cannot make this up. I've said this before. If everybody one day just says, you know what, I'm not coming to work, how much y'all want to bet everybody ain't gonna get fired? They not. Who they gonna replace you with in a day? Who? How? Who they gonna replace you with? Who? Because something needs to happen where they need to understand how valuable we actually are as workers, right? The people who actually decide to work for you. Okay, so maybe if you lose XYZ amount of money in a day from people not coming to work or being productive, maybe then you'll learn. They be killing me thinking you gonna go cry or something. Y'all, come on, man. Told you. Now, luckily, I told you I was just smart enough to do, I think, what most people didn't. Most people end up getting trapped inside of a lot of situations. I'll tell y'all situation number one. Most people got trapped into the rat race or corporate rat race. If you don't understand what that means, I got people out here who will be sitting up here trying to convince me of certain stuff, and I'll just be like, whatever, right? Right? So I tell somebody this. I said, well, one, I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm a person that's not going to sell my soul, okay? I really don't judge other people for that's what you decide to do, but I'm telling you right now, a soul is way too valuable to basically do camaraderie with it over money. I'm just being real. It's not. It's way too valuable. And I even tell people this, that's why they never really explain to you the essence of a soul and what you're actually capable of. Right? They only usually want to do that shit after you've probably signed on the dotted line or signed your soul over. Some people just be so excited to make whatever levels of money or experience certain things, they do not realize the power of what they can actually create or do. This is just the truth, okay? So that's rule number one. Now, I can't speak for other people, but me, if you like me, you're a person that would never sell yourself. Okay, hello, welcome. Yeah, fam, we're a part of the same team. These other people, child, I ain't listening to they slow ass. Because I tell somebody the truth. If a person has to sell their soul in order to live or make money, then clearly there's something beyond wrong with not just the system, but beyond with the expectation that you're expecting from humanity. Why should I have to give you my soul in return to have a decent life? That actually makes zero sense. And then on top of that, why would I have to give you a part of me? Why? I already give you my time. I get my ass up. I do what I'm supposed to do. I bring my body to the building. It's like, to me, why would I have to do more than that? That's crazy. Right. To me, you're only giving me money. And then on top of that, not only are you only giving me money, you ain't giving most people enough of it, like I said, to survive, to take care of your children, to do X, Y, Z. It doesn't make any sense. See, this is why I want to dive or delve into this subject. But anywho, let's focus on the workplace issues. Now, a couple of things I noticed that people was telling me was, one girl shocked me when she told me that her job didn't have a bathroom. I'm like, bitch, where the hell you work at? They ain't got no damn bathroom. Now, that was crazy. She basically was like, I guess she worked for some startup company or something. Or see, I guess they have a building. But I'm thinking, if they lease any type of building, right? Y'all, there should be a toilet there or a restroom of some sort. It just should be. There is no way that you should have any of these issues or problems. Right? You just shouldn't. So it was so crazy her say that. Now, the next thing I heard was actually very frustrating, which I agree with. One lady was telling me how they ain't had no food, no rest, no stuff there. And I ain't gonna lie to her, I did think that was crazy as well. I said, I agree. Every company should basically give people meals. Free meals. I really don't care who disagrees. They make more than enough money to provide people with food. Okay? I don't care if you give them a little snack card every month or whatever and say, oh, here's $50 on it. You can give whatever kind of food you want. Whatever it is, you do. I don't care. But they need to be able to have food everywhere. Okay? Can't make this up. What if somebody has their child, right? And they like, you know what? Let me stop up here. Y'all don't know how many times that would help a person that's a single mother or a single father. They can go to work, pick up a few little snacks, right? Take them back home to their little kids, right? Hold them over until they get home, until they cook them. You know, X, Y, it's just so many things. The things that I hear. You're just a sweet baby. Mwah. Hi, baby. Mwah. But yeah, y'all. Okay? Then, of course, here's the next thing we're going to talk about, because, y'all, this is crazy, okay? Have y'all, now, this is something I've experienced when I would first work at places, and I have never work there, or they make you do training. Y'all know about that? When they make you train. Let's talk about that real quick. I am not sitting at somebody's facility from no 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for you to teach me some shit I already know. Listen, send that shit in the email. Let me look at a video. Let me do something. I am not sitting in your building from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. No, no. I'm telling y'all, the level of companies that do that is so irritating. This is not college, okay? I am up here like, this is not school. I already got to sit my ass in school and learn, baby. I'm not finna sit up here for no 8 hours for y'all just listen to y'all motherfuckers talk. No, no. Y'all need to figure out a better way how to get shit across. Because sitting up in your building for 8 hours, I'm grown, baby. I don't have the time and the energy for that. I can't make up this, y'all. Then, mind you, this is especially for people who work in the same field. You're just switching companies. But you're doing the exact same role. You're just switching companies. Why do I need to sit there from 8 to 4 for 5 days a week for orientation? Absolutely not. Somebody need to do something about that. That shit is whack. I'm not doing that. That shit is crazy. Okay? I cannot make this up. The level of companies and people that somehow think that's normal is insane, right? I say, I remember when I was in class, right? We used to have to sit from 8 a.m., y'all, to like 3 p.m. I couldn't take it. By the time I got to class, I would be so tired. I would be like, why the fuck do we have to sit in school for 8 hours, right? kindergarten, I had to do it. Elementary school, primary school, secondary school, middle school, you had to do it. High school, you had to do it. Then you got a college, right? You getting, what, 2-hour course classes? Your class ain't be that damn long. You got places up here trying to convince me that it takes you 8 hours to teach me a formula or whatever it is you're trying to show me. It doesn't. And mind you, if you don't know this, it has been scientifically proven that it literally, you can only retain information for maybe like two hours max. That's it. 8 hours, you're actually learning nothing. You absorb probably the first hour of that class. The rest of the shit, whatever they said, went out your other ear. I know it ain't just me. I don't listen after the first hour. For what? You're either repeating some information, and get this, y'all, who finna listen to an 8-hour lecture? That's another reason to show y'all how rigged school is. Who the fuck is finna sit here and listen to somebody for 8 hours talk? No! Church ain't even that damn long. Even the pastor, no. We gonna keep it cute. Service gonna be an hour. Max. Nobody is finna sit up in no church for no 8 hours. So why are you making me do that at work for an orientation? And why would you make me do that shit at school? People can only retain so much information. Y'all, 1 hour max, okay? No. I'm not making this up. You would be better off coming to work doing hands-on experience for a certain amount of time. But to listen to somebody talk, hour. Cannot make this up. People be killing me. They want you to meet everybody in the company, every person in every position. Hell fuck no. Listen. So send me an email with your picture in it, telling me what you do, a paragraph at best. We gonna read it and keep it pushing. I do not need to hear you talk for no 2 fucking hours about, what do you think about this? Isn't that cool? Bitch, am I stupid? I swear sometimes I be like, do I got lame ass hoe on my forehead or something? Stupid ass hoe. Like, I say that, y'all, because that's how they talk to everyone at work. Like, everybody is stupid. Like, everybody has not been working for like 10 fucking years, okay? If you was born in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, even the 2000s, you already been at your job for probably a couple of years now. You see the reality of this world. That's stupid. Stop wasting our time. Just fucking pay us. Train us correctly. Teach us the shit and go. But I'm not sitting there listening to you talk for no 8 hours, man. Come on, y'all. I know I'm not the only person that is so sick of companies doing that. People are not fucking dumb. Stop wasting our time and just pay us. Then this is the worst part, y'all. All the companies have such a high turnover, there's actually no one there who could train you correctly. Am I lying? There is no one who's been there for years. You probably will find what? Maybe one person? Y'all, why would this one person train a whole class of people? Like, they ain't gotta still do their own damn job on top of stuff. Look, and then it's the worst part. If you're trained, right? Why do they have you doing someone else's position because it's not done? Then on top of that, write you up or yell at you for not finishing or completing certain things of work, right? Y'all, come on, man. Realize what's happening, y'all. They are doing that shit on purpose. They want you to automatically fail. Then on top of that, like I said before, you don't even have enough people at the company to train you for the multiple positions that they even have open, because most of those people quit and or are tired and or are fed up and they're not gonna train you anyway. I'll give you a perfect example. I remember when I first started working for, I was in the hospital, I worked for Novant. I never forget this shit, right? The first day I went to training, right? A person is supposed to be training me. I'm excited, thinking, okay, let's see how this is. Can I make this up? The first day I go there, the person's like, I'm not doing shit. They was like, I'm not training nobody. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing XYZ. So I'm sitting up here like, so you telling me you brought my ass to work just for this person to tell me that they're not going to train me because they don't feel like it. And you're a manager and they basically can do that. I need to leave. I said, this is not. Y'all, this is some ghetto shit. I was like, nah, baby. Yeah, at the hospital, y'all, at the fucking hospital, they told me that shit. I looked at them and started laughing. I said, y'all, good luck with that shit. I'm not dealing with it. I ain't lying, y'all. I ain't never worked for a company again. I said, oh, no, baby, I'm not dealing with that. Cannot make up what I'm telling y'all. Even though I've already been in the same position, doing the same position for literally 9 years, I know it's like the back of my hand. You don't have to explain to me how to do anything. The only thing you probably have to explain to me is how your system works. If it's a system, right, that I haven't even used before. If it's not, I done seen the Matrix systems, the Epic systems. I done seen almost every type of system y'all can imagine when it comes to charting. okay? Point, click, care, you know, I have seen it all. So for me, I'm just looking at this person like, okay, listen, if it's not about that, you don't have to explain how you've done it. Everything else, we're good. I got it. That's it. That's it. So for me to watch these people, it just goes to show y'all how ignorant they are about running their own fucking company. Right. Can I make this up? Do y'all actually believe that the people, swear to God, that's at these companies, do y'all think they even know what it's like to actually work in your particular position? Especially like this entitled ass white asshole, the one who kept trying to talk shit about us workers and stuff, right? His white ass. Do you think he knows how to do any of our positions? Or yet alone could do it for 8 to 12 hours? Hell no, he couldn't. Y'all, this the worst part, right? This is my favorite point that I'm about to make about the working, okay, environment. Isn't it so insane that they will have you come to work, right? Understaffed, you don't have enough help, expecting you to help all these people with no one, and then be like, I can't believe you didn't get this work done. I'm sorry. Don't you, as a millionaire or billionaire or person that runs or owns this company, don't you have a team of people that help you every single day? I bet you they ass show up. So guess what? Up yours, you fucking company owners and your millionaires and billionaires, up your fucking ass. You know why? You sound crazy as hell talking to me, asking me why half shit ain't done and we don't even have half the help that you do. And you don't even have the level of care, things to take care of. They give you 60, 80 to 100 tasks to do with half the help, half the people, and then say, I can't believe you didn't get this done. What I want to know is, how the hell you got a team of people and you can just sit your ass there all the time? Why can't you get up off your ass and help some of us? I want y'all to hear their logic. They got a team of people every day to help them do shit. I swear to God, there's somebody to help their ass get dressed. Somebody bring their ass breakfast. Somebody got whatever update it is for the day that night. It's already on their desk. They got all this shit to get a whole team of people to help their ass do things every single day. But when you, as one of their workers, say, I need help, their mindset is, how dare you ask me for help? Y'all, look, then we'll underpay you. Come on, somebody. Every time, I'm telling y'all, every time I hear these corporate company pricks and these lunatics and some of these assholes, yes, they are. Some of the people that own these companies are just straight up assholes. That's just the truth. They don't know the average worker, nor do they care to know the average worker, nor do they care that you're suffering. They just happy that they ass ain't. That's it. That's it. Right? So, boom. Y'all, that's my little small workplace environment rant. I can name so many other things. And mind you, I told you I'm actually considering doing a live about this. I really want to actually hear people call in, and I want to hear you tell me what your work environment is like at your damn job. And tell me, did I not nail? Come on, man. I hit the hammer. The hammer was slammed down on major points here. And corporations are up here like, oh, you people don't want to work. Who the hell would want to work for you? Look at all the stuff I just named. And y'all, I cannot make this up. Can we talk about these company benefits? Listen, tell me why they want to pay you barely cents to the dollar, right? And then have the audacity to have some little cheap bullshit, generic, great value brand of insurance, because that's really what it is. You telling me y'all couldn't get us Blue Cross Blue Shield? Y'all couldn't get us Cigna? They couldn't get us these companies that really gonna cover some shit. They want to give you some shit I ain't never heard of. Who the hell is Med Impact? They be having some random company. They had one I say I ain't never heard of shit in my life. It was like Kangaroo Health. What? Listen, if you go to any place with some shit called Kangaroo Health, you gonna hop your ass right out the door, because they not gonna cover nothing, okay? They're not gonna cover your dental cleanings. They won't even cover your physicals. Y'all, I found that out recently. Since when did insurance stop covering physicals? I swear to God, insurance used to cover your 2 dental cleanings a year. You got your physical. It covered all of your shots, right? That's if people, if you come to get like flu shots, whatever. It covered all that shit. Now, we adults, it doesn't cover nothing? Y'all, why you gotta pay a copay to get a damn eyesight test? That used to be free. I know this. It used to be free. That didn't cost you no copay. Now they paying copays for that? What? No. Okay, as a person that has been to the dentist my entire life, okay, as a person that has literally taking care of my dental, all this stuff that you supposed to get done every year, right? Because I told you we got to in healthcare. I don't have a choice. I've been in this field for almost a decade, okay? When I tell you, it's disgusting hearing these companies say the bullshit that they're telling me. And then on top of that, again, you're going to get us some generic ass insurance. Why am I paying this amount of money for some generic insurance? I'm going to say this again, that don't cover shit. Y'all, it won't even cover you if you cough. Now you're dead. That's it. One time you cough, that's it. It's over for you. And that ain't even COVID. That's it. It's over. Go ahead and get your funeral plans and arrange people, because I'm telling you, that's how it's going to be nowadays. The reason why I say this is because I want y'all to hear these crazy workplace environments. How much y'all want to bet it's the same everywhere? Then look, this is the worst part. When a turnover in a work facility is so high to the point where you cannot keep employees, you have such a high turnover, it don't matter who's hired and who's fired. You can't even keep up by the time they come and go. No one stays. No one stays. Why is it the employee is always blamed because they're not staying? The people that leave, I'm going to say this again. This is for some of you who are, maybe you're new. Maybe you don't really understand this. Or maybe you ain't worked long enough in your life, right? Let's say you just started. You could be entry level. And what I mean by entry level is, entry level means you new to the game. You ain't new to how this work should go. Okay, I've been working since I've been 17. So I'm not kidding when I tell you, I think most of us who've been like me, we know what's up, okay? We know these companies are full of shit. Okay, so let me explain to y'all this just in case you do not understand. Tell me why, right? You know, and of course, on a note of us making great points, I really actually think I am going to go ahead. I'm going to do a call-in show. That's going to plan one. I could probably bet this shit is going on across the world. I'm pretty sure it's not just here in America. I'm pretty sure it's not. Doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter where you work. The work culture, the work environment is just extremely toxic. The turnovers are too high. You literally don't have help every single day. Every time. I'll sometimes just be looking, thinking to myself, why is it so difficult for y'all to keep people hired? And everything I just stated is exactly why. Okay? Don't even get me started, y'all, on the loss of the pension. Okay, we're going to praise the pension for 2.5 seconds. Yes, pension, praise you. If y'all don't know what this is, the pension is something that only our grandparents were able to have. Okay, so if you don't know this, let me explain to you. Let's take a walk back into the past. Back then, right, when life was affordable and livable, back then, when all you needed was one job to live, right? You could have one job, go to the movies every weekend, go out to eat about once or twice a week with your family, all your bills was paid, and guess what? You still had enough money to put in savings. You see? They had it good, man. They was living good. Do you understand? The older generation, they was living good, okay? They was basically wealthy. That's just the truth. Everybody was rich and just didn't know it. That's it. So, right, when you had a pension is basically guaranteed to you. As long as you work for a company for XYZ of time, you are guaranteed to get your pension. Okay? Meaning, when you leave and retire, not only do you get your Social Security or the retirement that you put in your 401k or saved away, you get your pension. Okay? Most of these people's pensions was a couple $100,000. And it was guaranteed to you. Do you understand that? And that was given to you by the company. Oh yeah, they took that away because of greed. See, there is no such thing as that anymore. So if you ask me why, again, people ain't working for companies and people doing their own thing, rewind the video back to 0.00 and listen from the beginning. And you will hear exactly why, everything I stated. Okay? And I'm not kidding when I tell y'all, they will literally talk to every single person in the building like they're stupid. Like they are literally stupid. Like stupid is written on your forehead. Like I said, every person, they will talk to every person like that. Like you don't know what the hell going on. When in reality, I'm gonna say this again. These people don't make no damn sense on what they're explaining or what they're talking about. A lot of people are going to get upset about this subject. A lot of people are going to get in their feelings. But I think most people are actually going to agree with me on this. The work environments are extremely toxic, are terrible. You have these people that are obsessed with power who are crazy. Right? Who look for any little thing to fire somebody or get upset with somebody. And of course, me, I just be sitting there laughing because I be thinking to myself, child, who cares about you firing me? I remember, yeah, I can't make this up. I remember I was working at one company. They had me laughing so hard, right? For some reason, I guess they thought I was going to care if they fired me. I don't give a fuck. I promise you, I'm a person, I told y'all this, with Generation Z on this. Yeah, I've lived like them for the longest time period. So y'all know how now they brought up this thing called quiet quitting like a couple years ago. So I started laughing because, you know, there are people that are saying they from this country, they take claim or ownership of it. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even think quiet quitting is some type of culture thing. I believe it's for people that are just aware of their environment. I was a person that was aware of my environment. I quiet quitted the day I started working. Okay? When I started working at 17, I quiet quitted then because I saw the environment. Every single person there is underpaid. Every single person there, it is basically rigged for you to fail. The only way you can move up is if you basically figure out a way how to make more profits while squeezing pennies and dimes from everything else and everyone else. That's actually the only way people move up. I know it's true because I watched it. I'll give you a perfect example. I had my first job, right, when I was 17. I worked at Carowinds. Carowinds is an amusement park, right? And at this amusement park, right, I was a supervisor for Cinnabon, okay? Now, mind you, I was very excited. If you ask me, how did I get the position of supervisor? I just took a supervisor's test. Back then, around 2012, 2010, around this time period, that's all that actually was required for you to become a manager, okay? After you took the test and you passed it, then what you did was you took different type of classes. You took certifications that basically serve, save all this, so you can get basically certified in cleanliness and all this other stuff, right? How to use utensils, keeping things clean in a kitchen type environment, blah, 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 blah. Sanitization, stuff like that, right? Okay, can I make this up? I realized after working there for literally about a month what was going on. And I realized, okay, this is crazy. So I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. There was this white guy who worked in, he was in supervisor's trainings with us. He was a white guy that worked in, I wanna say, another store across the amusement park. Can't remember which one he was in. He probably worked at the chicken place or something. But he was in one of those environments, okay? And the environment that he worked in, right? This was so freaking crazy, because y'all gotta hear this shit. He basically told me that they moved him up into another position. You know why? Because he figured out a way, again, how to make more profit, right? He rolls the profits up within a certain percentage, so they promoted him. So I'm looking at him, like I said, so let me start get this right. Now, mind y'all, in this time period, or in these years, guess how much all the supervisors was making? Y'all ready? $8 an hour. That's it. You're getting 75 cents more than everybody else, right? The people who were the area managers or the supervisors over us supervisors, like the area manager, they were making like 10 or 11 bucks. Now, mind you, in that time period, it is crazy to think that people believe that that was a lot of money. But then I realized, compared to people's parents, they thinking like, okay, I'm doing good in society. They are. They are genuinely believing that they're doing good in society. When in reality, they was underpaid then. Like, the more I think about it, it was really crazy. Stop it, kitty. Right? Y'all had to hear that because, of course, as profits continue to rise, don't y'all think it's interesting that even though profits are rising, people are not getting paid more? The cost of living are continuing to raise higher. And what do these companies keep saying? Profits have never been higher. They keep talking about they reaching levels of quotas they ain't never met before. Of course you have, because you lowered everyone else's pay while raising yours and then raising the prices. What the hell did you think it was going to do to your profits? Y'all, come on, man. It's simple math. I'm just like, these people are crazy. Simple economics, really. It really is simple. But I wanted y'all to hear that because I want you to see how much has changed between that time period and now. So that was what? 2010, 13 years ago. Yeah, around that time, 2010, 11. So yeah, about 10, 12 years ago. Somewhere between that, 10, yeah. I'll say 10 years to 13 years ago, boom. That's the average that most people were making if they worked in environments like this, okay? It was no different than people who worked as a manager. The only people I knew who were making salary was people who were considered to be general managers. And those were the managers that actually ran the entire operation of the store. But even those managers, y'all, were only making maybe $50,000 or $60,000 a year. And that was then. You have to hear that because if in 2010, 11, people was making $50,000 and $60,000, that was good money in that time point considering the way the world was going. For the same people to be making that the same amount of money and they've probably been in those same positions for 10 years is crazy and disgusting. And then this is the crazy part. as policies and things continue to change, what else do y'all think is going to happen? Come on, somebody. Come on now. Do the math. Y'all got to hear that. Because I knew I wasn't tripping about that. I said, this is the craziest thing I think I have ever really heard. Yeah. See, I want y'all to hear this. And now, mind y'all, this was the work environment then. And I'm going to tell y'all this. People were a lot more happy in the old work environments. You know why? When I used to be a manager for those stores, okay, I was actually happy to go to work. And I actually worked in the mornings. Isn't that crazy? I'll tell you something. I used to work mornings. Ugh. You couldn't get me to work a morning now. I really don't care what other people think about it. People get mad when I say this. Y'all don't take offense to this. This is my personal opinion. You don't have to believe it. Toxic people work mornings. I really don't care who disagrees. Yeah, they do. I'm going to explain to you why. In the morning, what's so disturbing to me is the level of expectation that's arisen from you. The level of people who think that by bossing you around, they're looking like they're doing their job better it's ridiculous. And like I said, it's a total trip of power. Not to mention, I've explained to people in the morning have the worst attitudes. I really don't care who disagrees, it's true. Every time I went somewhere, no matter where I go, in the morning, people have the most nastiest attitudes. They wanna roll their eyes, huff and puff, cough, breathe crazy. They do, y'all. Yes, the little weird scream you just heard me do. Yep, they do all type of strange things in the morning. They look for things to be nitpicking about or be mad about when there's actually nothing to be upset about. They look for issues. No. That's why you could never get me to work mornings. Okay? I don't care if the world was going through apocalypse. I would still wouldn't work mornings. Everybody wants to convince me of something otherwise, but the truth is, I'm telling y'all, something about the morning, it drives people crazy. It does. It just does. I don't know if it's because people are stressed, or I've even told people this. Anybody ever know why companies are, most places or things like that are only open in the morning, right? But then at certain times, some things close or XYZ. Even that's crazy. Now, mind you, this is just here in the city I live in. Other places that are more 24/7 type cities, more mainstream cities, as I like to call, places like that stay open till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Right? They stay open all night. Places like that, they don't close. I don't care where you go. You could go to a restaurant. You could go here. You could go pretty much anywhere. They stay open. But yes, y'all. Now, I'm probably going to do a part 2 about this, but I just thought this would be a good time to vent about workplace environments and how terrible it is for most people. I actually don't even know, like I told y'all, I've already predicted and said my predictions where I told people I personally believe that workplace environments are something that's not going to exist in about 5 years. I don't think it will. I just don't. I think everything is going to be like an instant type environment where, like, even when you work, it's instant. Even when you go get money, whatever. Like, a lot of things are going to basically be like that. I highly doubt it's going to be like how it is now, where people go in, clock in, you do this, you work 2 weeks, every 2 weeks you get paid. People are just not going, that's not going to work. Okay? Especially when people tell me they got kids. And, like, what I just explained to y'all, hearing a woman tell me she basically makes the same amount of money as me, but she has 2 children on top of that, I'll be looking at her like, I don't even know how she's surviving. Like, I'm being very honest. 50 something thousand is pretty good for a single person like me. I'm one person. I only take care of myself and my cat. I'm one person. But when I hear people with kids basically making the same amount or less, I do not know how they are really thriving. And mind y'all, that's not a lot of money. $40,000 and $50,000, that's not a lot of money. Do the math, y'all. That's after taxes, you probably making $3,000 to $4,000 a month. That's not a lot of money. Everybody wanna be like, yes, it is. You could probably say that in about 2010 it was a lot, but currently it's not. The average rent is what, like almost $2,000 a month? Most people pay almost everybody I know at work pay like $1,600-$1,700 for their apartment, which I'd be looking at them like they're crazy. They'll be like, I don't know how you can live with roommates. I said, easy, because the cost of living is low. I said, why would I want to go move into my own apartment just to throw money down a drain of something I don't even own? Y'all, and then on top of that, right, every other month, you barely got enough to do this. I said, I don't like living in no barely type mindset. I don't like that. I don't like to barely have this. I don't like barely doing shit. I don't like the idea of barely being able to anything. I just don't. So to me, I said, that's why. It makes perfect sense. And I said, it would be different, I told her, if my environment was different or if I made more money. Because I'm being real, making $40,000 or $50,000 in this current time period, you could probably get you an apartment, yes, but you would be living, when I tell you, it's beyond paycheck to paycheck. It is worse than paycheck to paycheck. That means you would be scraping by little every single time to afford a place. And to me, I think that's insane. I'm not spending all my time working just to barely do that to pay for an apartment. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I was like, that's insane. And I'm gonna say this again, you don't even own it. And another thing I thought about too was, if the apartment is barely affordable when you first get it and you scrape by just to make enough to get approved, guess what? In 2 years, when that same apartment goes for $15,000, $16,000 and hits damn near $2,000, now you can't afford it for real. See, why would I do that? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, so that's how I think. None of that makes any sense. So people telling me that, I just be like, no, I'm not doing that. And folks be trying to convince me, oh, if you get married and have a boyfriend, listen. My view of men and partnership is very different than most women's. I do not believe in 50-50. I do not care who disagrees. If a man is expecting you to actually have sex with him actively and constantly, and a man is also expecting you to bring life into this world, meaning he wants you to have children, there is no way that you as a woman could work a full-time job. I really don't care who disagrees. The women I have seen at my job before who were pregnant and had kids, do y'all know how stressed the fuck out they was? Some of them girls almost fucking died from the way they was working and stressed out. And then on top of that, being pregnant. Girl, bye. Okay, that's for some of y'all who just, maybe you don't understand the way I understand money. That's crazy. You basically are putting your child's life at risk every time you work because you're working in a stressful environment, you're pregnant, and then on top of that, you have to deal with, no. The reason why y'all have to hear some of these things is because you have to start thinking about your life the same way. I want y'all to hear that. Say what you want to, but hearing a woman tell me she makes the same amount of money as I do, it was so disturbing. At first I thought, okay, that's good, right? Because I'm thinking she's single like me with no kids. When that girl said she had two kids, shit. I remember thinking, nope. I don't know how she's living. Like, I'm being for real. My first thought was, how is she affording rent? That was my first thought. Because I'm thinking, like, if the average rent most people pay is, like, what? I even say here, most people pay anywhere from, I'm guessing, like, $1,200 to probably $1,500. Right? And this is considered kind of on the low side compared to what you live. Now, to me, I think all those prices are outrageous to be paying for rent. And the reason why I think that is because I know how much a mortgage costs. Our grandparents' mortgage was like $400 a month, $900 a month or something. And that's if you live in a really nice neighborhood. For the same houses to have like $3,000 mortgages and $2,000 mortgages, it is disgusting that a person could pay basically $1,500 a month for an apartment. That disgusts my soul. I'm like, no. That's why I'm telling y'all, when that woman said she had two kids, my first thought was, if you're making $1,400 every 2 weeks like me, I'm thinking to myself, how is she paying her rent? And mind y'all, she has two kids, so she probably has to have a place that has, what, two bedrooms and two bathrooms. Because ain't no way she can make do with that, and she's one person with one bathroom, and she got two children. It's just not going to work. You have to have space, right? When your family gets bigger, you're going to have the space. To hear that woman say that, I really can't express to y'all how mortifying that was hearing that woman say that, her mouth. And I'm up here like, damn, in my head, I'm like, how is this woman paying her rent? I'm like, how the hell is she paying her college? And again, I'm single with no kids. I've never been married in my life, never been pregnant in my life. Y'all don't know how crazy it is that I'm really realizing the level of people who had kids and did this stuff. And I'm really trying to understand how they're going to afford life in about 2 to 5 years. it's going to be astronomical the way how much this shit going to be. And I'm not kidding when I tell you working a job is not going to make you happy. You're going to basically hate working a job. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. The environment is toxic. Most people only stay at their jobs because they probably do have kids to look, take care of, right? X, Y, Z, you name it. But I'm not kidding when I tell y'all it's the environment. See? And I want y'all to see these corporations. The least they could do is pay people enough money to take care of their children, to be able to afford food, and to be able to afford housing. It makes no sense that no one works and makes enough to do those things. And I say that because if I see the rich people complaining, yeah, I know shit is real bad. Say what you want to see rich people complaining about shit, you know it's out of hand. I'm just being real. You know the prices are completely out of hand. When they're up here talking about some, oh, I can't afford that, huh? A rich person saying that? Oh, it's getting crazy. Okay? I want y'all to just hear that. So I'm probably going to do a part two about workplace environments, honey. And when I do part two about this, I'm going to do a call in. I want to hear from you, the people, everywhere. What is your workplace environment like? Are they toxic as hell? They always want to underpay you? Like, what is it? Healthcare? Right? You never have enough time out, sick days. Oh, matter of fact, I'm going to throw this one in. I forgot to mention PTO. Do y'all know most companies don't even do that shit no more? How about that? Can you imagine? They don't even give you PTO no more. What happened to that shit? It's rare. You go somewhere now. I went to one company. They was like, we don't have PTO. Y'all, I got up in the middle of the interview and left. I said, y'all have a good day. God bless you. She was just like, are you leaving? Yes. That woman looked at me so confused. But you didn't finish, honey. Y'all said y'all didn't have PTO and your benefits. I never heard of them. That was enough for me. I don't need to hear anything else. No. She was like, okay, well, let us know. I won't, baby. Have a good day. I'm telling y'all, it's just the more I hear this nonsense. But until my next episode, people, and remember, be the one truth or lies.